If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Because we are a people who like to control outcomes, we often do the same things over and over, even if they are unsuccessful, because it's easier for us to control that outcome and predict that outcome than doing something different that's more successful. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where I provide a safe space for single women to heal, grow, and thrive. And today is all about self-sabotage, okay? Oh, Lord. Self-sabotage is just such a ghetto thing that we do because you are literally ruining your own life. And you're not even trying to. Like, stop ruining your own life, okay? Stop blocking your own blessings. Stop. Just stop, okay? Ooh, y'all like my Meg Thee Stallion shirt? Yeah. Okay, if you're watching me, you can see my Meg Thee Stallion shirt. I went to the concert last year around this time. She's so great. She's such a great performer. The stamina is crazy. The throw it backness is crazy. Like, how does she move her butt like that? It's incredible. It's sensational. It's quite sensational. All right, let's jump right into it. So, what is self-sabotage? Self-sabotage is behavior and thoughts that undermine your goals and your happiness. Self-sabotage is basically when you do things to ruin your own progress and your own success. And you do it unintentionally. That's the crazy part about self-sabotage. You don't even know you're doing it. You don't even realize it. You don't know until after it's too late. It's already done. You done self-sabotaged. I wrote an article about 2 years ago on SingleWomanChronicles.com called "Why Opening Up Too Soon is Self-Sabotage." Now, this is an example of self-sabotage. So the reason I wrote this was a long time ago, I realized that I had a tendency to tell the guy that I was dating all these things about me up front, day one. I'm telling him everything. This is how I grew up. This is my first heartbreak. This is what happened when I was seven. This is how I got bullied. This, that, and the other in the beginning, because I'm like, let me get it out now, because if he wanna leave, then he needs to go ahead and go. I thought I was protecting myself, and I thought that, oh, let me just let him know so I can avoid this ending in the future, when really it was self-sabotage. The reason it was self-sabotage was because when you open up and give that much information in the beginning, you are creating a space of vulnerability. So now you feel naked emotionally. You feel sensitive. Now you feel judged, and he's probably not even judging you, but because you put all of that out, guess what? You feel like every move he makes from now on is because of what you said to him. Also, they ain't even earned that. They ain't earned your life story. Why are you telling that person that? That's self-sabotage. It's self-sabotage because you fear that your life and what you have to offer is going to eliminate you from the process. Oh my God, it makes me think about the young lady that recently went viral from the Pop the Balloon show. Beautiful girl. She popped the balloon on herself because she said, I didn't think I was your type. you look like you don't date women like me. And he said, actually, you're beautiful. You are my type. Like, what you talking about? And a lot of people were calling her insecure. I don't think she was insecure. I feel like she was exhibiting self-sabotage due to a fear of what has happened and patterns in her past happening again. And we do that so often, where we allow what has happened in our past to dictate what can be happening in our future. When you look at, oh my God, in the past, guys that look like him never talked to me, so I might as well just X myself out, when he was actually going to talk to you. I've done that in my own dating life. There have been several situations where there have been guys who approach me and I look back. He's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, who, me? You talking to me? Because I grew up, I got bullied. And I had to overcome those things. And when you get bullied and the guy who you really like isn't checking for you, you start to feel like, oh, he don't want me, so let me just count myself out. No, we're going to stop doing that. That's called self-sabotage. Because guess what? Like Beyonce said, you everybody type. You everybody type. I once heard a quote, and it was beautiful, and I'm probably going to say this wrong, but you're going to get my gist. They said, you show people who you are, and they will believe you. Too many times we give society and people around us too much influence on who we are. When we show up, we show people who we are and they'll believe us. If you think you're the hottest thing in the city, everybody else will believe it too. Think about all these artists out here and you looking at them like, dang, you're not as talented as me. But because they believed it, you believed it too. I'm not going to name no names because that's my opinion on who I think is like, you know what? They're probably not that good, but because they're that confident and that delusional, that's why they made it. But you get my drift. So we got to stop this self-sabotaging behavior. Okay. So here are some signs that you're self-sabotaging. Now, if I'm in my main camera, the reason I keep looking to the left is because I'm recording on my phone too. So I'm sorry, y'all. Let me go and turn that off. Let me go and turn that off and focus on y'all. Hey, y'all, because y'all really family. Y'all family. My main camera, y'all the family. That's just, you know, social media. Y'all the family. So let me get to y'all. How y'all doing? Anyway, signs that you are self-sabotaging. Number one, you are stuck in a pattern in your love life, in your career life, and in your personal life. We are a people of habit. We are a people that like to control outcomes. Because we are a people who like to control outcomes, we often do the same things over and over, even if they are unsuccessful, because it's easier for us to control that outcome and predict that outcome than doing something different that's more successful. So we'll continue to repeat the same patterns. I will give you a great example. So I'm in this Bible study called Experiencing God right now. And it gave us an assignment. And the assignment was to take a 30-minute walk with God. I was so excited about it, right? So I get outside, I'm taking my walk. And as soon as I start walking, a group of men got in front of me. Now, typically, I walk fast. I do mostly everything fast. I'm typically rushing. Like, that's just how I move. I'm very on the go, on the go, on the go. So these guys get in front of me and I get agitated. So like I go around them or whatever, and you can see it on my face because this one guy was like, oh, y'all got in front of her. She pissed. Y'all done made her mad. But I didn't say nothing because I had headphones on and I didn't want them to think that they actually did piss me off, because they actually did. So I'm walking, 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 and immediately God said, slow down. And I'm like, So he probably put those men in front of me as soon as I started walking to help me understand the pace I need to be going in my life, because my default pace is fast, going, get it, grind, don't stop, get like that is typically my pace, but that is not the pace that is going to get me to the prayers that I've been praying. To get to the prayers that I've been praying, I need to slow down. Bobby Valentino said it. He said, slow down. God just want to get to know you, or whatever he said. So God is telling me, to get better results, you need to move at a slower pace. You need to slow down, stop rushing, because you are self-sabotaging. Your default
And your impulse is to move quickly. But I'm telling you to slow down so you can be at my pace so I can take the wheel of this thing. I can't do much with the pace that you're moving at now. So you see how that's self-sabotage? My pace going that fast when he's telling me to slow down. That's an example of self-sabotage. And that's why I keep getting stuck in this cycle of burnout. I keep getting burnt out because I keep moving like this. I need to slow down. Sign number two, you constantly feel a sense of anxiety. Y'all, I am a prisoner to my schedule. Because I'm always rushing, because I always have so much to do, I constantly feel like I'm running out of time. And I know that's like a spirit of lack. And because we often think a spirit of lack has to do with like money and resources, but a lot of times it has to do with the resource of time, because time is a resource you cannot get back. So I'm always trying to force and put all of these things, like these multiple things, into one day. And when I wake up too late or if I'm inconvenienced for 5 minutes, I get anxious. And I just always have anxiety in my life. And I know that's because I'm constantly self-sabotaging, because I'm constantly rushing. So if you often feel like this lack of peace and this anxiety, you got to take deep breaths. You kind of got to talk yourself down. That's a sign of self-sabotage. And lastly, you're out of alignment. You know that something is off in your life. Like, you feel it in your bones, but you can't figure out what it is. It's probably because you have set a goal and you want to accomplish that goal, but you keep doing things that are actually going against that goal, because what you're used to doing or what you need to do are opposite each other, and you're out of alignment. So you need to do what needs to be done instead of what you're used to doing. And that is hard, because when you develop a strategy or you develop a routine, you got to break your routine to get into what needs to be done. Because at one season, what you were doing was working, but then you realize this is no longer working. So when you continue to do what was once working before that no longer works now, guess what you're doing? So
if you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Self-sabotaging. You're self-sabotaging. It, like, think of it in dating. When, say, for example, you were just looking for a boyfriend. You were young. You're like, okay, I'm looking for a boyfriend. You know, something cool. But now you're looking for a husband. Now you're waiting on your husband. You're not going to date the same. If I was waiting for a boyfriend right now, I would have been in a relationship. But I'm not waiting for that. So I have to do separate things. So I would be self-sabotaging if I was doing things that would get me a boyfriend now, because that's not what I'm dating. And you might be like, ain't it the same thing? No, it's not. Because I would definitely make somebody my man just if I was looking for a boyfriend, because it's easy to find a boyfriend. That's just somebody I want to hang out with that's easy. But will I marry you though? Like, boyfriend material and husband material, them ain't the same materials. them ain't the same materials. See, boyfriend material, that's like polyester. Husband material, that's more like silk. That's hard, okay? That's unbreakable, okay? So, yeah. So why do we do this? Why do we self-sabotage? Because it's unintentional. We're not even trying to do it. We're not trying to do it. But the first one is fear. We are afraid to do something different. We are afraid that if we take the risk and do what's unknown, and fear of the unknown that it may fail and we'll have to start over. Everything will fall apart. But guess what? What's the worst that can happen? I think if we start asking ourselves what's the worst that can happen more often, we will overcome a lot of fears. Because what's the worst that can happen if you did the thing that you don't want to do? Are you going to lose your life? Are you going to go to jail? Like, are you going to be homeless? Like, those are bad things. But the worst that can happen is you maybe lose out here and there just trying to adjust. Or maybe you realize, oh, well, this doesn't work for me. But that is still a game because you realize that doesn't work for you, right? So stop fearing that and ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? The second reason we do it, like I said, is control. We want to control the outcome. So instead of doing what needs to be done, we will do what we're used to doing, even though that's unsuccessful, because we want to control the outcome. So we have to relinquish control. And that's very tough. Three, trauma response. Many of us have a lot of trauma that we grew up with. And it is dictating how we move throughout society and how we move in this life. And the only way to overcome these trauma responses is to understand them and to know them. So you have to know why you do certain things. The reason I move so quickly in life and I'm constantly at a fast pace is because of survival mode. Why do I have survival mode? Because I grew up in poverty. I grew up with a single mom. We have been homeless before. We have been hungry before. Nights we could not eat. Times that we could not pay bills. Like, when you grow up in those conditions, you constantly feel like life is going to fall apart. So I got to get up and go get it because I can't go back there. And it puts you in a mode of grind all the time. So you fear resting because you think if I rest, everything's going to fall apart and I'm going to end up homeless, broke, hungry again. And that's not the truth, because if you look around, that's not what's going to happen to you. You have more resources than that. You're more blessed than that, right? So you have to understand why you do certain things and where the root of that is in order to break those trauma responses. And lastly, maybe you feel undeserving. There was a time when I had a friend of mine who invited me to this party. It was like this appreciation party that she threw for all of her friends that she felt like was successful. And this was around the time where I was going through my depression, because I had like years of depression because I felt broke, unsuccessful. I had a troubled 3 to 5 years. And when she invited me, I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not successful. My life sucks. What are you saying? And I felt so undeserving. And I was going to do the self-sabotage. I kind of did. I felt like I kind of did self-sabotage, because when I went there, I didn't like connect like I wanted to. I had to put on a happy face, even though I was kind of depressed, because if I was walking in my light and realized, you know what, girl, you do deserve this, I would have had more connections. I would have put myself out there more. I would have just really been in the moment. But because I felt undeserving, I self-sabotaged and I did not get as much as I could have gotten out of that experience because of my self-sabotaging behavior. So those are some reasons why we do it. So how do you break these patterns of self-sabotage? First, you need to identify when you do it and why you do it. Why do you do this? Well, first, identify when you do it. I know for me, when money gets low or I feel like I have something big to take care of, I get into, okay, I work full time. I do hair. I need to book as many clients as possible. I don't care how tired I am. I need to go, 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 get it, get it, get it. So I have to, instead of going into my default reactions where a client will ask me, I'll give you an example. I went on a trip this year, and right before the trip, I'm like, I need as much money as possible. And my stupid behind took a client at 9 p.m. at night. Mind you, I go to sleep at 9 p.m. So just imagine how tired I was. But that was my default, because the trigger was the trip's coming up. I need the money. The default self-sabotage behavior was take a client at 9 p.m. at night. Why are you doing this? Like, why are you doing this? Like, girl, get a grip. So you need to identify the when and the why, so you know to stop yourself and pause, because the only way to overcome an impulse is to pause. You got to stop. You got to chill. You got to be like, how do I act opposite in this situation? Which brings me to number two, you have to create an action plan. So my new action plan right now is when I feel this anxiety arising because I'm like, okay, I need the money. I'm about to go in survival mode. Instead of saying yes to a client or saying yes to doing an activity that's going to get me some money, I pause and I pray. I say, you know what, God? I'm a listen to you. I'm not going to do my default reaction because, you know, my default reaction is to go ahead and take this client. Or my default reaction is to go ahead and say yes to this because I know it's going to give me some money. Instead, I'm going to just go ahead and pause and pray. So that's my new action plan because I need an action plan to replace the default. Don't think you can overcome your default without a new action plan. No, you have to replace it with something. That's the only way you're going to overcome it. Number three, you have to take small steps to act opposite of your impulse. So my new small step now is because the only thing I had to look at my schedule and figure out what can I control and cut back. I can't cut back hours on my full-time job because that's set, but I can cut back hours on hair. So what do I need to cut back? So I have cut back my time tremendously. And when I tell you, it is very terrifying because I'm like, bro, I could be making so much more money. It is busy season. But God is like, no, you chill, you cut back. Today, I got triggered because somebody asked me to do their hair. And I have a time where I can actually do it. But God is like, no, you chill. I told you no. You cut back. I'm like, all right, bitch. But it's scary. But I had that default action. And that's a small step that I'm taking by cutting back time, right? So what are some small actions you can take to act opposite of your impulses? Maybe you're trying to save money. What's something small that you can do to save money and stop self-sabotaging by spending all your money? Maybe you eat out every day. Now you can do meal prep. You can cook. Because guess what? Cooking every day and meal prepping saves money and calories. So it's a double whammy. It's double success. Okay? Double fist success. So go ahead and do that. So think about something small that you can adjust to get towards the goals that you're trying to get to. And the final thing is to journal. Seek therapy if it's bigger than what I'm mentioning. Because some people, and I don't want to get too deep because I don't want people to get too emotional. But I've talked about it. I dealt with sexual addiction at one time in my life. And that addiction came from something. It came from an essay. Incident. And some people have default reactions due to SA incidents. And until you face those SA incidents, you're going to continue to do opposite of what you want to do. So I would say seek therapy when it's really, really deep. Because I sought therapy for daddy issues, mommy issues, and even my SA incident. So I would say you do that too. And also just have to develop a new routine. You don't develop a new routine overnight. I know we live in this day and age where you got everybody on YouTube trying to get you to buy their product. Do this in 30 days. Do that in 30 days. Now, I do have a journal that says get unstuck in 30 days. But that journal is not telling you. It literally says in the beginning, your life ain't finna change in 30 days. Now it can. God can do everything. Suddenly blessing. Amen. But it's really just helping you to shift your mindset because nothing changes until your mind changes. That's what it does. So go ahead and check that out. If you feel like you are stuck in your life right now, you want help to get unstuck, that helps you with journaling and it helps you get action steps to develop new habits so you can work towards stopping these self-sabotaging behaviors. Okay, so that is something you can do. But you have to understand that this stuff is a one step at a time. Stop trying to speed through it and make your life different by next week. No, maybe look at the progress of next month, then 6 months from now, then a year from now. That's how it goes, step by step, little by little. It's not this one big thing overnight, and that's okay. Sometimes God does it suddenly, but most times God does it one by one, and that's okay too. Because you'll be able to track it, and you can measure it, and you can keep repeating, so your life can keep elevating. Okay, so that has been it. That's all I got in my little notebook. I hope this helped y'all. Subscribe, like, comment, and share. Until next time, bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs,
plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.